This is On Point. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Today marks the 18th anniversary of the terrorist attacks of September 11th, 2001. In Lower Manhattan, at Ground Zero, the bells tolled again, and the names of the nearly 3,000 people who lost their lives in the Twin Towers were read aloud.
Edward Calderon.
Jose O. Calderon Omedo.
Kenneth Marcus Caldwell.
Dominic E. Calia.
There will also be remembrances today at the Pentagon and in Pennsylvania. Now, the events of that day and the weeks and months that followed are memories seared into the minds of many Americans. But 18 years is also a long time. There's a new generation of young people that is too young to think about it as anything other than history. So how should we pass the memories of 9/11 on to them? To help us think this through, we're joined by two remarkable people today. And joining me in the studio is Cindy McGinty. Her husband, Mike, then 42 years old, was on the 99th floor of Tower 1 when the first plane struck the Twin Towers. And Cindy joins me in the studio. Cindy, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Also with us from New York is Jimmy Dunn. He's senior managing principal at Sandler O'Neill, an investment bank. The firm's primary offices were on the 104th floor of Tower 2 of the World Trade Center. Of the 83 people who showed up for work on September 11th, 2001, only 17 survived the attack in Jimmy's firm. And Jimmy Dunn, welcome back to On Point as well.
Delighted to be here and nice to be with you, Cindy.
Good to be with you, Jimmy. It's been a while.
You know, I can imagine, I know that this day, as it comes around year after year, is never easy. So, Cindy, I mean, just how are you feeling today?
Well, I have mixed feelings. Certainly, I miss my husband, and I know my boys miss their dad. But because of the way that we honor and remember Mike on this day, there is a sense of hope. What we like to think is that hope was born on September 11th. All of these babies that are born on September 11th, it does bring hope in the darkest days. And since September 11th was declared a National Day of Service and Remembrance, that's how we like to spend the day.
Yeah, so we'll talk more about that, about the importance of service in a minute. But Jimmy, just first, same question to you. I mean, how are you doing today on this 9/11?
Well, for people that were very close to it, obviously Cindy lost her husband. I lost so many of my real lifelong friends. We think about it every day. Mm-hmm. So it isn't, I very rarely, before I brush my teeth, I've already thought about it. So for us, it's an everyday thing, but it's different on 9/11 because you'll hear from more people that, that will check in. And so today's always sadder because it's just that everyone else, there'll be ceremony. There'll be conversations. People will reach out. I just spoke to Billy Edwards, who lost his son that day, and he said he felt like today this was sadder than most times. So, that's the difference for me and maybe to some degree Cindy. It's just that this is the day where everybody else will remind you of it, whereas every other day we're thinking of it to some degree.
So, Jimmy, can you tell me more about that? Because I think what you said is really important, that there are still many people in this country for whom essentially a form of 9/11 is every day, because the loss never goes away. But for the rest of the nation, year upon year, I don't want to say we're drifting from it, but it becomes less of a present thought. It becomes less present tense. Unlike it is for you in your life. I mean, like, does that trouble you?
Well, there's a reality, and that time does change things. And, my perspective on Pearl Harbor was different than my father's perspective on Pearl Harbor. And so, that's just a reality. I think, candidly, when you look at the memorial that's down by where the World Trade Center was, and the fact that it's, I think it's the most visited memorial in the world now, and it's, I don't know what the numbers are exactly, but I know that it's always, has thousands of people down there every day. I think the world and the country has been very empathetic, and they still remember it very well. I mean, it was the first time, obviously, Hawaii was American soil, but this was continental American soil, and and the World Trade Center was, I think the country's had a tremendous amount of empathy and still does. Mm. Or we're not as united as we were, which is, and you know, that's sad. But I think the younger generation remembers it very well.
Cindy, you're nodding your head in agreement.
I am. I think for me, what's really important about September 11th is what happened in the minutes after September 11th. We weren't red. We weren't blue. We were the United States of America. We were one family. And that's what the legacy of it that I would like to remember. And that's what we need to get back to. And I think that because we've declared it a National Day of Service and Remembrance, mm-hmm. I think that's what we need to get back to. And I think that is what we need to teach our children. I think that's what we need to start to look at teaching in our schools, not just that September 11th was this horrible day, but what happened as a reaction to it. So I think that that's something that we could get back to.
So let's talk more about that, because if I can, I want to play a little bit of tape that features you, Cindy.
Okay.
when you were on this program, On Point, just before the first anniversary mm-hmm. of the 9/11 attack. So this was September 2002. And here you are talking about how you thought that day would eventually be remembered.
My kids are going to be the ones 10 years from now in history classes reading about this in history books, and I just pray that they have a teacher who knows who they are and what happened to them.
Cindy, has that happened?
It has. We've had a few incidences where I've had to remind people of who they are and who is in their class, because even when they do know, they've made some stumbles. So I think that it's very important that we include it in the curriculum and teachers are aware of who all of these children are. I remember sitting on a cruise ship and sitting next to somebody who was talking about a professor that used the World Trade Centers as a physics example of how the World Trade Center crumbled. Mm. And I thought, you don't know who's in your class. And I've had other 9/11 family members have to sort of call out teachers about being aware of who is in your class. And because there are so many children and it's exponential, it might have been an aunt or an uncle or a cousin or, and now these children are heading into college.
Yeah.
So I think that we need to educate our educators and we need to educate all students and be like tread lightly mm-hmm. a little bit about being aware of who is in your class, how you're approaching it, and to be a little bit heartfelt about it, because pretty soon it might have been your grandmother or your grandfather who died. Right. It's not going to go away.
Jimmy Dunn, let me turn back to you. What do you think about what Cindy's saying?
Well, I agree with Cindy, and you know, sensitivity is if we were more sensitive, I think on a lot of issues we wouldn't become so strident with our views in opposition of one another. I mean, we've got, you know, but that's a whole nother, you know, that's a whole nother story. You know, we've got, you know, two television stations that are basically our two political parties, and they have no interest in talking to each other. So that's a reality. It's sad that it takes something like 9/11 or Pearl Harbor or attacks to bring people together, but that's just a reality of where the world is and how people adapt. But, you know, we're in a country that people are allowed to say and feel as they choose, and that's that you have to celebrate that even if you don't agree with them. And, you know, in that 9/11, it wasn't a particular type of person or age or class or religion, you know. You were in that building, and if you were above where the planes hit, you didn't survive. And just being there and for the most part an American, that's what they were attacking. They weren't asking your political party.
I hear you, Jimmy. Definitely. You know, part of with as each year passes, part of what I think about is, I mean, and this 18th year is kind of an interesting one because for young people born in 2001 or afterwards, you know, they might not have any sort of like first person memory of that day, first person memory, mm-hmm. but in almost every other way, their lives have been shaped and defined
Absolutely.
By that day, right?
Absolutely. So many of our laws have changed. So much of how we interact with each other has changed. Just the way we go through an airport has changed because of September 11th. But I hope that what we've gotten out of it is that at least for one day, we can all come together mm-hmm. and do something differently to honor and remember what happened that day. And that's I would hope that Mike didn't die for nothing. And I hope that all of those people didn't die for nothing. I don't want the terrorists to own that day. So I think that we need to try to do something to take it back. Hmm. And that's why, like for me, I do service on that day.
Yeah.
And try to be a united, bring back unity for that one day. And I think that that's the way we can reshape the day. Mm-hmm. And that's what we should be teaching our children as part of the curriculum about learning about it. Yes, something horrible happened, but in the minutes afterwards, we all came together. That's the lesson that came out of it. And that's what we should be focusing on everywhere.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point. Jimmy, you know, Cindy was talking about keeping the tradition of this being a day of service strong and bringing people together. I just was wondering if you could take a second to talk about what your firm Sandler O'Neill has done, right? The foundation that Sandler O'Neill has been paying the college tuition of children of employees who were killed on 9/11. Can you tell me that about that?
Well, yeah, I mean, that was the least we could do. I mean, obviously, it was a sad day, and we felt that one of the things that we could do was to stay in business. And a little bit of what Cindy said is that, you know, what people really have got to understand is, and when I didn't understand it at the time either, but terrorism is not simply about just a strike to try to kill X amount of many people. Now, granted, there were 60,000 people that went in and out of the World Trade Center that day, and they did the attack 2 days on the 11th, which is now a week and a day after Labor Day. So just about everybody that I know goes to work that day. So their intention was to kill as many people as they could, but their real desire was to also have a detrimental effect to divide us, to make people want to leave New York City, make people, you know, want to leave the country. And obviously the city, the country, the whole world responded entirely differently. And one of the things I think that you do look at, there has been a lot of benefit, and, you know, Sidney's husband did not die in vain. If you think about after Vietnam, how our military heroes were looked at, how people that were in military service, with what great disdain they were treated, how police officers, fire officers were just merely taken for granted. You know, I think that you don't see that anymore. Mm-hmm. And there's that's a very real, good, and appropriate response, because now we have appreciation for people that went into the buildings, appreciation to the people that you can argue whether or not they should be there or not. But they are there. They're going there because they're called to serve, and they're protecting our freedom, which now I think that it is much deeper in the American psyche than it was after the Vietnam years.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Well, Jimmy, to that I would add, though, that, nothing's ever black and white. And for all those first responders in the Pentagon, in New York, in Pennsylvania as well, we should remember them.
Absolutely.
And the long struggle that many of them had to even, you know, get assistance for the major personal and health issues they all suffered from.
It's
right?
Obviously, it's ridiculous. Yeah. And the comedian John did a beautiful
John
job.
John Stewart, right. Yeah. Well, so, you know, we just have about a minute and a half left, and I hate to drag politics into this, but I've got to as well. And Cindy, I just wonder, you know, kind of where your mind is when you look at, for example, where the United States is regarding Afghanistan, right? Because it was the Taliban that harbored Osama bin Laden, that allowed 9/11 to happen. And here we are negotiating with the Taliban in Afghanistan. I mean, I'm just wondering how you feel about that, what you think about that.
Well, obviously, I would like to see peace, but I'd like to see peace for the Afghanistan people.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I would like to see, you know, maybe I'm Pollyanna. I'd like to see peace everywhere. My heart goes out to them because they, the Afghani people, not the Taliban, did not want Osama bin Laden there. You know, it's been 18 years. I would like to see peace there. I don't know what the right thing is to do. I'd like to see our soldiers home, obviously. I think we need to do everything we can to support our soldiers. And I don't know what the right thing is to do.
Well, as you've said a couple of times, how about starting with some service, too?
Yeah, I'd like to see everybody out serving today.
Yeah.
In small and large ways
works for them.
Yep, buy a coffee, say hello, whatever.
Well, Cindy McGinty, her husband Mike was 42 years old when he was on the 99th floor of Tower 1 on September 11th. She's also the mother of two sons as well and a board member of 911day.org. Cindy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Jimmy Dunn, senior managing principal at Sandler O'Neill, an investment bank that was on the 104th floor of Tower 2 of the World Trade Center. Jimmy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Delighted to be here. Thank you.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.